Brian Houston along with Johnny Vaughn, and Coach John King is with us right now as we are wrapping up at halftime. It's 28-7, Longview leading Tyler Legacy when the game was called due to the extended lightning delay. Coach King, first of all, I guess congratulations. We found out you guys are still pretty good and Mother Nature's undefeated.
Yes, she is. My weather machine didn't kick in today.
So
well, we came out, you know, I thought our defense played well early on. Got short field, and they played us a little different than we expected, so we put it on the first drive, and then we were able to make some adjustments and hit some plays, and really played pretty good on offense. We had the botch snap on third and one at Taylor. Taylor dropped. He was looking at the weak side defensive end instead of the ball, and he was trying to get away from him. So it happens. We punted it when we played defense, but you know, I thought offense, we did a lot of good things running and throwing it. Defensively, with the exception of that one drive, we come off a receiver on a scramble, and then they miss the field goal, and we're off sides and give them new life, and they run it in on fourth down. You know, so yeah, that was our fault. We should have got them stopped there. So, but you know, all in all, good half of football.
Are you glad you just could stop it now as opposed to just waiting and waiting for this?
Yeah, we were looking at it, and it just kind of sat on us. You know, we thought it was going to blow out of here, and you know, we start district next week, and they have a game with Texas High, and you know, we just felt like we couldn't get it started by 10:30.
Right.
You know, it's not a district game, so let's just go ahead and call it. And as you can see right now, it's 9:52, and right. Now it's starting to rain and lightning's everywhere. So felt like that was best for both teams, and I told them I was not coming back playing it tomorrow.
No, you got a flight to catch in the morning, don't you?
I ain't going to be on no slow train to Georgia. I'm going to be on an airplane to Georgia.
Hey, now, I want to know the honest truth. Did you call that game at halftime so you could make sure you catch that plane at 6 o'clock in the morning or not?
Well, I tell you, after about that third delay, I said, oh, my God. Yeah, that'll be a quick night. As my grandmother, King, you say you better sleep fast.
Oh, so talk a little bit about your defense. Other than the one touchdown drive, and they had some wide open receivers a couple of times. What was happening out there at that point?
Well, had a busted coverage. Mm-hmm. He scrambled on another, got out of the pocket. We went after the scramble instead of staying on a receiver. We've got to do a better job of leveraging the pocket. I mean, you know, we can say we were getting held, whatever. It didn't get called, mm-hmm. You know, so I think our ends have to do a better job of maintaining leverage. A couple of times we did come underneath, got in the middle of the tackle, and quarterback did a good job of getting outside the pocket. But, you know, I thought they did good against the run. Had a light box. I think most of their running yards came on quarterback scrambles.
Yeah.
Johnny?
I thought in particular defensive tackles played good. I mean, they were getting penetration, made some plays.
Yeah, I mean, Billy, Muzaris inside. I mean, Aaron Harper, some of those younger guys. I mean, there was good play inside. You're right, got a good push. Shepard had a sack from inside. We went with a lighter package, moved him to tackle, and he had a big sack force there to stop a drive. So, yeah, they're hard to work against. We see it every day in practice.
One thing that did stand out tonight is that with Kelvin Shepard back in, Kelvin Washington, rather, you got more running backs than you know what to do with right now, and every one of them can make a play for you. I mean, the Mumphrey drive, basically, a nice catch and then two 11-yard runs, he basically set up your touchdown drive there.
Yeah, it was nice to see Buster do that. I thought he did a good job running the football. Had, you know, offensive line did a good job controlling the line of scrimmage. Yeah, nice to have Boosie back. He got a touchdown there in the second quarter, and, you know, we're going to get him more and more involved. And we had planned to. You know, some things you don't want to show every week. You know, we got some other things we're going to do and trying to get all that put together. But, you know, I thought we did a good job of adjusting how they played us. They came out and played us with different personnel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had to get it adjusted, and we did, and did a good job moving football.
So all things considered with this half of a scrimmage that you had tonight, basically, is that what you needed to get ready for Lufkin next week?
I wish we'd had a full game, mm-hmm. You know, but it is what it is. And, you know, it won't hurt us in terms of conditioning. It won't hurt us in terms of injuries. That's a good thing about it. I think we're in pretty good shape. I don't think we lost anybody tonight and won't run the risk of losing anybody in the second half for sure unless they trip going up the steps.
Let's hope that didn't happen.
Let's hope. I'm knocking on wood.
You know, I was thinking, coming into this year, we lost Jalen Hale, which is a big loss. And we're going to have to fill it back up with other players. And I think that DeKalen Reese and Harrison have both stepped up early on and made some good plays. And you didn't know what was going to happen with them to start the season, but I think that's been a kind of maybe a little bit of surprise.
You know, a little bit. We just didn't know. We felt like they were better. We felt like we'd seen improvement there from both of them. And, you know, you got a guy like Makai Stewart hadn't really had a breakout game yet, but he's a guy that can do stuff with the ball in his hand. And we've had some kids that have been beat up and banged up and injured that hadn't really had a lot of playing time. But, yeah, it's been nice to see those guys make plays. You know, and one thing, you lose a three-year starter in Jordan Allen. Mm-hmm. You know, that experience. And it's hard to replace that. And I was really more concerned about the quarterback position than I was the receiver position, you know, just because of 3 years of starting experience, game time in the fire. You know, but I think Andrews did a pretty good job of handling that.
I was going to say, Coach, I mean, he has done nothing to get you beat in these first three ball games. He's played pretty solid quarterback play for you for somebody that didn't have a lot of experience with the bullets flying.
Well, he's a high-character kid. He's very intelligent. He's got some playmaking ability. You know, he had a couple of bad throws tonight that he got hit. We busted the protection, and, you know, I think that had something to do with it, more so than him just having a bad throw. But got to be able to get the ball out, and we got to block better.
But I mean, he seems like he's getting better every game, too, which is really encouraging.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, like I tell him all the time, I said, you ain't got to be the one to just got to go win the game for us every game. There's going to come times you're going to have to make a play. Mm-hmm. Your job is to make sure that we're clicking on all cylinders and don't do things that'll cost us to lose a game, you know. So he's done that. But he's a smart enough player, very intelligent, understands everything. You can make an adjustment, like the touchdown to DK down here at the end of the half. Yeah. I mean, we hadn't worked that play out of that formation in a month, you know, and he stuck it in there.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Just that kind of a kid and understands the game of football.
Okay, so now you what time is your flight in the morning?
6 a.m.
Okay, and you're gonna fly all the way over here to watch your kid play a half.
I hope. well.
I mean, that's one of those buy-win games, isn't it?
They need to win a game.
They do.
And I hope if he can play a half and they can win, that's great. Come out of it healthy. But, yeah, fly out tomorrow morning and fly back tomorrow night. So
oh, my
it's going to be an
over
and back trip tomorrow. So I got to be back in the office Sunday. We got to get ready to play Lufkin. Be our district opener. Of course, big rivalry game, very important game in our district race. I think two teams that, you know, going to be fighting for one of those playoff spots. We'll have officials recognition as well, part of the THSCA initiative to, you know, recognize and support our officials for football. So, you know, we'll have a little bit of all going on.
Fantastic. Well, Coach, thanks again for coming up tonight. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the win. And best of luck to you. And safe travels tomorrow. And good luck to Haynes at Georgia Tech and South Carolina State tomorrow.
Yeah, you bet. I appreciate it. Y'all be careful going home.
Have a great one. Thank you, Coach. John King, Longview Lobos head football coach. We're going to wrap it up here. Longview wins it tonight by a score of 28-7 over Tyler Legacy. The game called at halftime because of an extended lightning delay and severe weather. So, once again, we do want to thank you, Johnny Vaughn. Thank you very much. And, again, to Coach King for coming up tonight. Thank you to Matt Morton back at the station producing the game. Once again, our final score, Longview 28 and Tyler Legacy 7. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on the air next Friday night. The kickoff is at 7:30. Lufkin at Longview. John King's show starts at 7 o'clock, so we'll have all that for you. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.